The United States has long been a place for political refugees to seek safety and put down roots, in some cases literally. In Comer, Georgia, a community garden called a neighbor's field is helping refugees work through their trauma by working the land. Producer Sean Powers has our story.
It's a hot Saturday afternoon in Comer, Georgia. Moopaw is feeding her chickens, hens, goats, and ducks. There's even a donkey. You could say they're kind of like her babies. She is one of the many refugees at the neighbor's field who fled violence and persecution in Myanmar. That's the country formerly known as Burma. Moopaw tells me about her life before coming to the United States. She grew up in Myanmar and recalls living in fear of the Burmese soldiers. She says they'd force her family to carry food and other supplies. Gardening at the neighbor's field, she says, provides some relief from those painful memories.
Got it here. We forget the war. We forget the war. Sometimes we remember the father. My father go to the Burma soldier, kid, papa.
She says Burmese soldiers kidnapped her father and used him as a porter to carry food for them. After leaving Myanmar, Moopaw lived in a refugee camp in Thailand before moving to the United States with her husband and children. They relocated to the Atlanta area before settling here in Comer. Her son, Tahe Than, says moving to Comer was to satisfy Moopaw's green thumb.
My mom, where she lives in Burma or Thailand, she always liked to plant, work in the farm. So when she farm, that's make her feel like she is home or something, you know? Like I'm a home country, mother country or something, yeah. So that's why she moved to Comer.
The neighbor's field is a place for healing for Moopaw. She comes here twice a day, except Sundays. Sundays, of course, are for church. She shows me around the garden.
Yeah, me got it. Here, vegetable, here, grass. Me planted the cucumber this year. Here, sweet potato. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful.
It's that beauty that takes Moopaw back to memories of her family. She and her son, Tahe, say in Myanmar, farming for their family was a way of life.
My grandmother, the plenty the rice, peanut, chili, corn.
Most of the time, everybody who live in Burma, they will plant for in order to be survive.
And that's what makes this garden all the more meaningful. The vegetables growing here, they don't look like your typical produce that you would find at most supermarkets in the United States. That's because the seeds come from Myanmar and Thailand. With us on our garden tour is Rebecca Smith. She oversees the day-to-day operations at the neighbor's field. As we chat, we spot a pumpkin from Thailand.
It's green, kind of stripy green and light yellow. How do you cook this, Moopaw?
Garlic. Mm-hmm. Onion. Real garlic. Little chicken.
Chicken?
The flavors coming to life in Moopaw's soil are just a small part of the pie. There are 24 plots of land at the neighbor's field that are being rented by refugees from Myanmar. For a large plot, it's $100 a year. Rebecca Smith says it's incredible to see how working the farm helps build community.
What's the most surprising to me is, their gardening abilities are just amazing, but how people can go and walk through our woods here and they know plants that we can eat that I never knew were edible. They're just amazing foragers. They can figure out how to cook everything and make it taste good. And it's just stuff that we think are weeds. Sometimes people will be out here just butchering a pig for a celebration, or Moopaw's out here feeding her chickens and people in the garden, and you just feel like you're in a different world, not in Comer, Georgia.
It's a world that brings healing. For Living on Earth, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.
That story comes to us courtesy of the Bitter Southerner podcast.